Hello, ladies. How are you doing out there?
What's up, y'all?
How's it going, man?
Hey, man. It's been good since I was talking to you in chat today. Yeah. Good.
I kind of like you hanging out and watching the game you like. Not because you're watching me, but because you're actually watching a game, and I feel like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It looked like a fun game.
Yeah, it was fun. You should try playing some games sometime.
Fuck that.
Okay. But we're just admiring this artwork.
Yeah, Ren, I don't really understand how or... why?
I kind of explained the process.
You put that much effort into it.
Well, that
looks
is
really good.
That's the real question.
Yeah.
Is why did he? Like, he told me. Okay, so here's some backstory. So Ren TV, he's a streamer out there. R3NN TV, because he's like me and he's got to make his stuff impossible to find.
Yeah, DWA.
Yeah, and so he's a great Twitch streamer, and right now he's moving from Colorado to California.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, his computer's going away, his internet's going away, and so he doesn't know how good his internet's going to be in Weed, California, which is where he's moving to.
Weed, California?
Weed. Yeah. He said it's ironic because in Weed, everyone there is really, really straight-laced, and they're actually mad about that the town is called Weed because they don't like weed there, and so they try to refer to it as, like, the name of the lake that's by Weed.
Sure.
And not actually call it Weed, California.
Yeah, it's definitely
even though
not pot.
When they get a letter, it's addressed to them at Weed, California. That's beside the point. Beside the point. Hey, official player, how you doing? Taylor, how are you doing? So I was kind of explaining to Colby what he did here. And basically, because he doesn't know how good the internet's going to be out there in Weed, he said he might stream some Photoshop stuff. Now, he doesn't claim to be a Photoshop expert. He just says he really enjoys doing it, which is fine. That's the number one rule of streaming is do what you like to do, which is why Colby is here every Tuesday or Thursday and Saturday to do this show. Sunday.
Saturdays?
Dude, leave me alone.
I'm here Saturdays all the time, man.
You're not, actually.
Yeah, I'm on the stream all the time.
Yep, he is. Okay, anyway.
24/6.
Hey, Fish Player wants to know how you're doing, man.
Hey, I'm doing good, man.
Okay, that was a lie.
I'm doing fantastic.
So Ren has been streaming creative, and so he came into my stream and kind of like half joking, half not, because, you know, ego.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you should do a portrait of me. It's like, and I didn't mean first, I just meant at some point do a portrait of me. Now, a portrait of me is literally like, if I asked you to do a portrait of me on stream, you'd take 45 minutes.
Now you got it already.
And you do a quick sketch.
It's that
exactly. It's that
shit.
Creepy neck photo.
Yeah.
It's that. That's what El Papo La Papa refers to as the neck.
The neck.
The neck is what he calls it, which I think is a pretty great photo.
Uh-huh.
Now I gotta pull that one up. I don't know how to do it.
Don't worry.
But Ren TV, he took it to heart and he spent his entire first and part of second creative stream he ever did making this masterpiece of me as, like, a 16th century Italian gentleman who also is on a farm with a hog and a rooster.
Oh, a rooster's Chris. That's right.
Yes, Chris added that
okay.
in. By the way, there's some guy in chat, in his chat, his name is 52 Card Pickup.
Uh-huh.
Fairly certain that's Keep It 100, my dude, / As I See Things,
oh.
/ DoTube, / Dwood, / IACIA, non-TV. I'm fairly certain it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's him. One too many Andy Milonakis jokes out of his mouth. He blew his cover.
Mm.
He's
it
gone
was,
again?
But he's gone again.
Well, he'll pop back up. Just got to keep your eye
that
on
that man him. Makes me curious.
I don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Love that game. Yep, Fish Player. It's a good game.
Yeah.
So this is Ren's artwork of me. Ren, use feather on the pen tool. All right? I was telling Colby you did that whole thing with eraser because you don't like pen because of how rough it makes the edges. And Colby looked at me and he said, use
it's
feather.
It's called feather.
Yeah, and he said it very aggressively.
Yeah,
just
I was,
like that.
I'm very aggressive when it comes to Photoshop.
Yeah.
Photoshop's my baby.
He also called this compositing. Which is how you made that.
Yeah.
You composited that image. So I didn't know that that's what it's called.
Compositing is adding different things to make one image.
I called it a
you
super...
You composite, you know, special effects into videos to make gunshots.
Yes, of course.
Muzzle flashes.
I knew that, definitely.
But compositing makes it... It's the skill of making everything that you add to it look cohesive.
Like this.
And that very much does. I'm assuming you put a filter over the entire thing. That would be what I would do to give it that paint look. But either way, lighting and everything really works out, so
yeah,
that's
I agree.
Compositing.
I agree. I mean, if I had a critique, it's that there's two critiques.
Yeah.
Three critiques.
Three.
Three critiques that I have for this free artwork that was made for me someone dedicated her life. I'm gonna critique it. All right. Three critiques. Number one, why did he leave my massive jowl? It could have been toned
down.
Dude,
it is way harder to get out than you think.
Well, believe me, I've been trying to get rid of it in real life, and it's difficult, okay? So it's not that hard for me to believe.
Yeah, man.
But why the jowl? Look at the jowl, dude!
It's the best part.
It does not look that big. I'm gonna mark that. It does not look that big.
The jowl. Yeah, no. Whenever you take your face off of your body...
The jowl's huge.
It looks huge, yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, my head's already massive.
Yeah. You have a problem with that. That's the first complaint. What's second?
Second complaint, this hand right here,
yes,
doesn't match the rest of the body. There's something about it. It's the lighting, or it's the skin texture. I think it's the harsh shadows.
Yeah,
I think the harsh shadows.
You are critiquing too heavily, sir. Too heavily.
Oh yeah,
that's a masterpiece.
Like the hand itself, making the
you know
okay
how hard symbol? It is to find an okay hand on the internet that will work with your lighting scheme. It's fucking hard.
I believe it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Back off, Photoshop wizards.
Remember, he
do
did
magic
this eraser tool, Colby. Eraser cool.
Yeah. Regardless, it works. It's just tedious.
Well, he could have used the pencil, and he could have colored in every little pixel to make it match the other hand. The shadow's too hard.
No.
Okay? Third critique of this masterpiece. The oil painting filter is too heavy. It detracts from my complexion.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I need it to be unfiltered.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, the hog and the rooster still look majestic, even with the filter. My face, it might be the jowl. I might not be able to get past the jowl. It's just so big. It looks like my face is trying to grow another face. If you took this head off the body, tilted it at a 45-degree angle, and then put my features on the chin,
uh-huh,
it would be my face again.
Yeah,
it looks like my head is
like
growing ahead.
A horn, yeah. Yeah, no, I could see that.
And it doesn't look that bad in the OG photo. I mean, it clearly does, because it's the
well,
same photo.
I'm very
photo,
curious
but...
where the, what the house is.
Like, oh, that's got to be the Chainsaw Massacre house.
Is that it?
I mean, your Ren's in chat. He could tell us the keywords he used to find that I'm assuming meth house. Maybe it's a house from The Walking Dead. It's something like that. It's an
maybe.
Old it's an old Georgian estate. And why I'm walking around in my fourth critique, why am I walking around in my dress robes in the middle of my farm?
Dude, no Renaissance painting makes sense.
He looked up old Kansas farmhouse. Okay, well.
Yeah.
That's
accurate. Probably Herschel's house, yeah, from Walking Dead. That looks very similar. I don't know, but the hog and the rooster just look great. So
the
if
hog
Chris,
and the rooster are
if Chris is the rooster, that makes me the hog then, right?
I mean, if you want it to be, yeah.
I'll take the hog. That is the hog
I've
picture,
I've been waiting
though,
20 years to hear those words. All I said is that, like, this is a masterpiece, okay? But I do have issue with the hand and the jowl. That's all I'm saying. But otherwise, amazing work, right? Amazing work.
Yeah,
but
Ren,
use the pen tool. You're embarrassing yourself.
Pen tool, make a selection, go up to the select menu, click feather, type out like 5 pixels. It's the exact same thing as the eraser tool.
There you go,
with
man.
With the softness.
There you go, man. There you go.
Yeah.
There's a tip from the pro. Take that to the bank. Cha-ching!
Cha-ching.
I don't know what I'm doing right
cha-ching.
Now.
Cha-ching!
So I haven't had a drink of alcohol since last Saturday, so let's see how this goes.
Oh, yeah? I have had too many.
So, that's pretty good. So Colby came over on...
Oh, God.
I don't know why I'm talking about this. He came over 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he told me this is the first beer I've had since Saturday.
Yep.
And in my mind, I originally think, wow, he's like me. He went to Ham Saturday, and he hasn't had a drink of alcohol since because, you know, he wants to take it a little easier. Just pump the brakes a little bit.
I got like 5 years before that hits in, man.
And then Colby told me he's just been drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
So, what's up with that?
I'm getting fat.
Okay, and whiskey's the answer?
It's better than beer.
Is it?
Yeah. It does not have wheat.
Okay.
Wheat causes dad
bod.
But it
gets you way drunker.
Yeah, I don't have as much.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How many bottles of whiskey have you went through since Saturday?
One.
Like a full bottle, and then you're on your second?
Yep.
How much of the second's gone?
Not a lot.
Okay.
I got it last time.
All right. What whiskey are you drinking?
Evans.
Oh, God, that's not whiskey. That's bourbon again.
Yeah, but
stop
it's sour
bourbon.
Mash instead of rye.
Okay.
And it's better. I can't find a whiskey that's just whiskey. It's all blended shit.
Well, yeah, whiskeys are generally
shit.
Blended.
Well,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, you can get a single malt,
all I
and those are expensive.
Is that blended shit is Southern Comfort, and then that makes me want to shit
Southern
my pants.
Concert, it does everybody. But Southern,
yeah.
Southern Comfort is not a whiskey. It's a liqueur.
Well, see, there's the thing. Is what determines blended whiskey from blended liqueur.
Well, the fact that on the label it says liqueur,
well,
and
you know what?
Or it says blended whiskey.
I'm going to put a label on you.
And what is it going to say?
It's going to say I'm going to stab you.
But that means I'm going to stab you.
Please stab me. Please.
It's going to be a note that asks people to stab me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't want that.
It's like a kick me sign except for knife wounds.
Pass.
Sucks. You have no say in the matter. You are now fulfilled in...
I'll save you. Morris, how are you doing tonight?
Thanks, man.
How you doing tonight?
Fizzled out.
I haven't seen Morris in a hot second, so...
You wasn't there?
So you're drinking bottles of whiskey now. And you're telling me it's
bottles.
All because you're fat.
Yeah.
And that's no other reason.
Yeah.
No secret depression.
No, beer tastes so much better than whiskey. If I had my choice, I would be drinking beer.
Okay. You can't be fat.
I can't.
Does Britt sympathize with you at all?
No.
Like, how does she handle the fatness? Is she okay with it? Is she trying to whip you into shape?
She tries to kick my butt, like literally kick it every time I say I'm fat.
But does she care if you're fat? Like, if you, it's 2 years from now, you look like me, she gonna leave you?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, dude. Wow, that sucks for you, man.
If I get fat, she gets fat.
Okay. Will you leave her if she's fat?
No.
Okay.
But I don't
yes.
want to be fat.
Why, man? It's great. You
because
get to eat whatever you want.
No, I like to be able to run.
You
I've
can't
been
run.
Running.
You smoke too much
I've
weed.
I've been running.
Too many cigarettes. Running where? To the fridge to get your Evans?
On the treadmill. This entire week.
Okay.
I'm up to a mile and a half.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's your pace?
6.5.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Let's see. I walk.
No, that's miles per hour, I'm guessing, right? Not pace.
Well, I have no idea.
Like 6.5, that means you run a mile in 6.5 minutes.
No,
yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's got to be your miles per hour.
No. Because I don't. Well, no, that makes sense.
4 miles an hour is a 15 minute pace.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I walk probably like a third or 0.3 of the mile and a half and run the rest.
Okay.
I did that once.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
I've been working my way up, man. I want to run. I want to not be fat. I've been biking.
You biked?
Well, not like on a bike, but
on a
thing.
You're doing all this
thing.
At the gym.
Yeah.
See, every time he says it, I'm like, I could go outside with somebody.
It's
and
too
I remember it.
Hot.
It's not.
It's too hot.
That's the thing. Like, once you start going outside and exercising, the heat kind of fades away.
No, it doesn't.
And then you don't get so hot when the air conditioner's off and you have to just dance.
My back's sweating right now.
It's horrible.
That's why I'm sitting up.
By the way, I put your mic back to where it was.
Why?
You didn't notice till just now.
I thought I was loud. I'm up here, too.
Well, now you're loud because you're up there, but you originally started the show. What's up, dude? Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
I was not.
Every
I'm right here.
Right now you are.
I'm
but
right
that's
here.
That's because your back's sweating and not because you're
I was there to begin with. It's been sweating since I got here.
We'll check the tape.
Today was actually not too bad, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice.
It was nice. Well, it rained. It's supposed to rain the rest of the week, didn't it?
I pray for all the rain.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do an Indian circle.
Yeah. You mean a rain circle or whatever? Yeah, that sounds...
Rain dance.
That sounds good, man. That sounds very good. I'm happy.
Oh, man. It just gets me rock hard!
Oh, we got a new sub. You want to read that?
You already did this.
No, but that was for 8 months. It's 9 months now.
What? Why is that
Why is
happening?
It repeating? How did this happen?
I don't know.
Oh, I know how. It's because I had it opened over here to share it, and then...
Ah.
Yeah, you have to reshare your sub. I'm sure you know this.
Yeah.
But I didn't share my 8th month one till last week.
Okay.
But it renews on, like, the 21st.
I gotcha.
And so now I can share my 9 month. You want to give that a read there?
Hey, it's me again, Z Swigs. I know Colby is reading this right now, and he's way too reserved to let you know himself, but... He actually wants all of you to keep suggesting really hard games for him to play during CPG. Just thought you should all should know.
There you go. Yep.
No, I don't. I was watching Tomb Raider today. I'm like, why can't I play Tomb Raider? But no, I get to play Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls 3 is one of the best games of all time.
Dude. Yeah, I'm sure it sucks ass. You were hosting a guy today before your stream started. I forget who
it was. Milky Chance.
He was playing Dark Souls 3.
Did you see his death counter?
No, I missed that. But I saw how shit it was.
Milky,
he just ran off the side of a cliff and died.
This Milky Chance. All right, I'm gonna look up a VOD because this will blow your mind. Milky Chance is playing Dark Souls 3 in a way I've never seen any Twitch streamer play Dark Souls, which is he's playing it completely and totally blind. That's not him.
That's not him.
I don't know his name then. Hold on. I got to find it. I thought that was
him. I thought it was Milky. That sounds right.
It's definitely Milky. Is it not Milky Chance? Have I been reading his name wrong this entire time? Because that does not sound
Milky
anything
Chintz.
Like me. That doesn't sound anything
Milky
like me.
Milky Chintz?
Load. Milky Cold. Milky Cold.
Yep.
Cold milk. Whatever.
You've been saying it wrong.
What a surprise. Okay, so let's just look at it. This is his latest VOD, I think.
VOD.
Yeah.
5 hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's been playing this forever. He's towards the end. So what Dark Souls 3, he's playing it completely blind. Like, he literally has mods in chat. If they say, maybe try this, or have you been here, or what did you think of this, he'll delete them out. He wants to know nothing about the mechanics, nothing about what's coming up. He wants to know nowhere where to go. He doesn't want to know help on how to get items. Like, he is the anti-you.
Yeah.
He is shunning all help. Like, I don't really like people to tell me where to go or what to do, but, like, if I have questions like, how do I upgrade this weapon? Because Dark Souls is hard in every sense, including how the game works. Uh-huh. Just game mechanics is hard, not only the boss fights. And so, like, I'm like, if I upgrade this, is that a good idea? Like, I like people who have experienced it before to kind of give me a helping hand. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need them to tell me, like, roll this way to beat this boss. It's a secret, you know? I don't want that. This man wants nothing. He wants nothing. Look at his death counter. Can you see his death counter? Look at this thing. Okay, this is it. This is his death count right here.
20, that's 2,000.
2,034. 5 hours into his, 6 hours into his stream today, he had died 60 times in this one stream.
Wow.
And he even keeps a track of how many times he died to individual things. He fell. He's died 106 times to just falling.
I saw him do that.
He died to the princes, a boss, 327 times. That's almost the amount of times I died in my entire Dark Souls playthrough. He died to one boss.
So have you done 3 yet?
I played part of 3. I have not done all of 3. I played up to essentially the next to last boss I beat, and then I quit. But I didn't really play it because I had people. It was like really. Morris, how dare you, dude? He just said not very good then.
Good, man. I'm going to not get good. I'm going to get worse.
Anyway, besides more soundtrack to me. I know 327, like, it's insane. But he doesn't want any help, like, at all. Like, and that's part of the joy of watching him is that he's just struggling. It's like watching. I don't even know. It's like watch. I don't know how to say it without making it insulting. It's like watching a dog try to play Dark Souls. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he can't do anything better than what he's currently doing except try it over and over again until eventually he beats it.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds terrible.
But 2,000?
That's fucked. I would break that game.
I'm honestly worried the people in his chat are sadists. That's what I worry about.
Yeah.
Because, like, I sit there, and, like, when I die 350 times in one game, I'm like, how does chat put up with these deaths? Like, every time I die 10 times to a boss, I'm like, people are going to leave. They're tired of it. They're tired of watching me die.
Well, that's how I felt every time in Bloodborne.
Exactly. Like, I feel that way. That's the broadcast room. You got to keep it moving, keep it fresh, keep something new. And this guy's died 400 times to one boss. Same route dies. And repeat 300 times until same route wins.
Do they want that satisfaction?
That's the greatest part about Dark Souls is you beat them, dude. But, like, to watch 2,000 deaths, I don't understand. These people are crazy.
That does not sound fun to me.
It doesn't. It sounds horrific.
That sounds horrible.
I mean,
you know what sounds fun in a game? When you string along, like, good, like,
when you walk from one cutscene to the next.
You were playing Tomb Raider today,
yes.
And you were up against the samurai people.
Yeah.
And you were just like, shame to you! Shame to your father! Shame to your mother! And then you were killing a person every time you said that. When you string along people like that, that's fun game.
Yeah.
That's a fun game. Yeah. When you play the same motherfucker...
No, I get
327 times in a row.
Yeah.
To only die yet again. Yeah. That is torture. That, you should have terrorists play that shit.
I honestly equate the Souls games, Bloodborne and the Dark Souls, the Demon's Souls games. I beat all bosses in Dark Souls, all bosses in Bloodborne. Okay. I honestly equate it to being as like part of a club.
Yeah.
Like.
No, that makes sense.
Like, we did this, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better. You know, that's.
I mean, are you, though?
Clearly.
Are you?
We'll watch tonight.
Are you, though?
Clearly, I'm better.
Yeah, you're better at the game, but are you better, though?
Oh, as a human being? Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
No.
No, I just wanted to
No, Bill Matthew, but...
Yeah.
Other than hit tone. But other than that, no. Mm. Okay, so, like, to me, it's not a fun... You have to find fun in the ability to overcome. And, like...
No.
The Milky Cold's ability to find fun in overcoming... is way more patient than mine.
Yeah.
And mine is way more patient than yours.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's kind of like, to me, like, playing Dark Souls isn't fun in the traditional gaming sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun in the fact that you accomplish something in 300 tries that it takes other people 2,000 tries that other people can't complete. And there's something to that, you know?
I understand what you're saying, but I completely and 1,000% disagree.
Well, and it's also based on perspective. Like, there's people out there that can beat Pac-Man. I can't beat Pac-Man. That game's hard.
I've never
beaten
Pac-Man.
I don't give a flying baloney about beating Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't care. Like, I beat Pac-Man, dude. What'd you do with your life? Oh, I don't know. Had sex? Like, I mean, what do you say, dude? Not the people who beat Pac-Man are
placed
virgins.
Third in PUBG today.
There you go, man. Mm-hmm. You could smell the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
PUBG Mobile. When you play PUBG Mobile, do you play with only other mobile players?
I don't know.
I would have to assume, right? I don't know, though. You don't with Fortnite,
right.
I think.
Because, I mean, the reaction time, you just can't...
Well, and the aiming and stuff.
It's hard to move and aim. Yeah.
Right.
So you either got to aim or you got to keep running.
Right.
You can't do both. So yeah, I died by a guy sniping me from across the entire map.
He didn't have to move. He just got to aim.
He did not.
Morris tells you to get good. Morris is going to be fun tonight in 38 minutes.
I'm just going to ignore all chat.
It'll be like every other Colby Plays games.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but anyway, what were we talking about? I don't know. We weren't talking about anything.
No.
Hey, speaking of tone, I don't want to talk about it, but did you see the video today?
No. What's today?
Do yourself a favor and don't.
Oh, is that his collaboration video? Oh, God.
Yeah. I watched it.
I don't even want to know.
I honestly, when I watched it, I didn't go, this is bad. I was befuzzled.
Befuzzled.
I didn't know what I was watching. I didn't understand the premise. And I didn't understand why I was watching it. And it has nothing to do with the video.
Mm-hmm.
It has everything to do with me being out of touch.
Oh, okay.
And do you know anything about Logan Paul having a fight with someone? A boxing match?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe do watch it.
I don't. Why?
And then let me know if it is bad or good.
Okay.
Because I can't form an opinion.
I mean, I don't really know a lot. He's battling another fucking YouTuber because they were both trying to get more followers.
Well, Tone plays Jake Paul. In the video.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's like... I mean, spot the fuck on. You can't get more douchey than Tone.
I mean, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like I can't really form an opinion because I don't really know the context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked good.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
It was well lit. It's only 3 minutes long.
Mm.
It was one of the longest 3 minutes of my life. Like, I was sitting there for 5 minutes watching it, and then I went to see the time elapse.
Is it on
minute
his
and a half.
Or the
No,
other
it's
guys.
On the other guys.
Okay.
Yeah, and I need to talk to you off air about that other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sure he's very nice.
Well, I have no idea.
But I have comments.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm too nice now to make those comments on the air. 10 years ago, me, double guns.
Blessed.
But now,
We got to play nice on the internet.
We don't have to.
We should though.
Some guy today posted on my Instagram. I'm gonna give you guys a little peek behind the curtain. Okay, and I think it was a hateful comment.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Instagram videos every morning, I just say what we're gonna do that day. Yeah, it's just a picture of my face, just talking into the camera. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes.
I'm sure most people in the chat have seen it.
Yes.
His comment was something to the effect of, you should probably focus more on your head. I wasn't sure what the subject of the video was. And I think that that's a snarky comment as of, I just stared at your head for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it. I think that's what it means.
Okay.
It's either that or it's a bot. That like just comments on
random things,
random photos, and it just made a mistake. I mean, I could probably pull it up.
Yeah, let's see. I want to see this bot, possibly a bot.
Okay, so it's this photo right here. Okay, it's a video. Okay, I think you do well to zoom in a tiny bit closer on your face. It's hard to really tell where the focus is supposed to be. Like, so I'm pretty sure that that's a hateful comment about me. Right?
Click on the user.
I did, and it's just some random guy.
Yeah, no, that's not a bot.
So I don't think it's a bot.
No.
I think he's making fun of my face. So the plan is that tomorrow, for the video, I'm going to show this comment. And then I'm going to do the rest of the video with it, like, really up close on my face. And then I'm going to reply to that comment and be like, I did this just for you. And then maybe start some type of Twitter.
Yeah, I'm very confused about the comment, too. I don't... It's too not anything to be an insult for me. But then what else could it be?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, he goes live in 1 hour, apparently, according to this. So.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I assume he's just exploring the hashtags, and probably shouldn't just be looking at this on.
Yeah, I was going to say, way to dox him.
No, I was more worried about boobs coming. Dox him. He made a public comment on my Instagram.
He did. He doxed himself?
Dox me, chat. I'm a public figure.
Yeah.
You can't get doxed if you're a public figure.
That's true. I mean, you can.
I mean, I guess you can.
Like, you don't want your address out there.
Well, I don't, but only because I don't want someone to show up and stab me.
That would be
if I could give the main reason. If I could give my address out,
mm-hmm,
and know for sure no one will stab me, I would gladly give out my address. I would love for Menace to know where I live. That's fine. I like Menace. Morris, he after tonight's comments, he's no longer invited, but prior to tonight, he could come to my house. Ren could come anytime he wants. He might still stab me. I'm not totally sure.
Well, I might.
After,
you know,
tonight's... Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, like...
I've threatened multiple times.
But, like, if this guy puts his address on his Twitter, I mean, that's... He's kind of asking for
right,
stat,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I doubt anybody does that, but that's the definition of doxing.
Well, I'm not smart enough to know what doxing is. So... But, yeah. So, I don't know, man. I just...
That's rude.
All right, Morris is sad. He's re-invited. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the comment. Like,
I think you do well to zoom in a tiny bit closer in on your face. It's hard to really tell where the focus is.
You should read it like this. I think you'd do well to zoom in a little bit more on your face because I can't really tell what the focus is supposed to be. That's how I read that.
I mean, where else is the focus supposed
to be? Well, that's the point of my backhanded video tomorrow. Is like, should I just shoot the bed next time? Like, I'm Seth's bed, and I want you to watch me play Tomb Raider today. I'm super excited about it.
Yes. Yeah, do that. Or the other one where it's just your face. Because that's.
But see, part of me thinks I should rise above it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Like, right now, small streamer. Okay? Sub 200 followers. Okay? I can make a video that publicly mocks Navius 09.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't handle it. There's no way. If I'm going full barreled on somebody, they will die.
Mm. It may take him a while, but they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He cannot get into a war with me. Mm. I will win because I have no emotions. There's nothing you could say or do to me that would cause me harm.
You got a bullhead.
I do. Did you see my jowl? We spent 20 minutes of me showing the most unflattering photo of my head, and it's my show. He wouldn't dedicate 20 minutes of his stream to my head, because he would chase all his viewers off with my big ol' head! But I do it, because I don't care! So the point is, if I had 200,000 followers, and then I made a video like that about poor Navius 09, I feel like the seedy underbelly, the 100 people in those 200,000 that are really vicious, you know, the me's of the world, but they don't have this outlet, yeah. So it just seethes inside them until it bursts out into a vile rage. You know, those people, they would go after poor Navius and destroy him. And I don't want that. I don't want my army to ever mobilize against an enemy because they're going to go guns blazing. Like, I gotta know just the right amount of napalm to lay down, you know? I'm like the NSA interrogator. You can't kill the subject. You just got to get the blood from him. You know what I mean? And that takes finesse. Takes a particular set of skills. Nothing, you don't go scorched earth on your first attempt. So part of me goes, if I wouldn't do it when I'm famous, mm-hmm. I shouldn't do it now. But also, that guy sucks.
What if he's just trying to be critically helpful? He's like, I'm very distracted by that fucking poster on your wall. What is that? Is that Independence Day?
I don't know. If he really cares, maybe click this video of my face. Or this video of my face. You know, or maybe this video of my face. Or this video of my face. Perhaps he'd like this video of my face more. Or this one. Perhaps this one is more to his liking. How about this video of my face? If he's not good with that one, there's also this video of my face. Or this one, or that one, or this one, or that one.
There's a lot of
videos. Okay, Yonder, you get the point. He can figure out the entire schematic of the room based on 6 videos of my face. I also take a dozen in my kitchen. He can figure that out. He's being snarky,
huh?
And I want a scorched earth, but I have to be the bigger man. So tomorrow, just another regular video of my face. Even though inside, I want to zoom in on his cheek or zoom in on that bed. Oh, Nair, I'm going to burn you alive.
So you're telling me if you got a very nasty comment when you become famous that you wouldn't get after it?
It depends on the the problem is that this man is like me and nobody. But he's coming over here and just poking people to try to get a rise out of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's the same reason that I made the no troll policy on Seven Colby. Because I love fighting trolls. It's one of my favorite things. Because it's one of the only things I'm good at. Is fighting trolls. Mm-hmm. I'm amazing at fighting trolls. I'm really good. But it's self-serving. It only makes me feel good to fight these trolls.
Like,
people in chat may like it for a bit, but like if I keep it going too long, they're just like, all right, just ban the troll. Get back to doing what you do. Because it's not me. They're not here to watch me fight trolls. They're here for me to...
Why not? That's something you enjoy doing.
I do enjoy doing it. Yeah. Well, I also enjoy other things that I can't broadcast on stream.
Well,
I mean,
Twitch.
There's got to be boundaries, okay? There's got to be boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I feel like I just want to get after this guy because he's a troll, and I know that I could beat him. I know I could.
Well, the man has a cat, so...
Well, yeah, he's already made mistakes.
You already lose.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. But, Ren, I'm sorry, I know you have 2 cats, but... Cats suck, bro.
Are they your cats? Are they the girl's cats?
There's 3 cats.
Are they all his?
Just when I thought he couldn't get any lower.
Are they all yours, Ren? Like,
I mean, him and Irrational have been together like almost a decade, dude.
Who's taking the cats?
Oh, Irrational's taking the cats.
Okay.
They break up. Irrational's taking the cats, and I think Ren's life. When you're in a relationship that long, there's no breaking up. It's just death.
It's death, huh?
It's just death, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I got that off my chest. You know, that's better. I got it out here. Okay?
I'm glad.
So now I don't have to mention his name tomorrow in my stream.
You're
going to
see it again tomorrow.
He's not going to comment again.
You motherfucker.
I know. I should just really just delete it. How about I just delete it?
Did he follow you?
If I delete... No, of course not. Of course not. You think Navy is following me? I don't know. I should check. There's no way he could.
Click on your followers on the screen, but okay.
You can do that? Oh, look at that. You can.
Oh, looky
dare?
Well, I just want to see. He liked it, but he did not follow me. He's in chat right now. He's been sunk.
Yeah, scorched earth.
Yeah. I was just like, I mean, he just found it via a hashtag. What he did is he was probably looking at Twitch or streamer or live. I mean, smart people should do this. They should look at hashtags or competitors of theirs, no matter how big or small, and see what other people are doing. It's market research, yeah. 101. So he's probably doing that, and he just saw this head who wouldn't stop and be like, look at this, it's Andy Milonakis, let's see what he's up to, and they click on it, and then he leaves some snarky comment. The snarky comment part is where we part as friends. Mm. You know? Like, yeah. I could go to his channel and make a ton of snarky comments. Did you hear me do it?
No.
Did you hear me comment on his paint?
No.
No, you didn't.
I was about to.
But we both didn't.
Yeah.
But we could have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the irony of the situation is, if a
future fan?
There's no way. If he's a future fan, he should cut. He doesn't watch my streams.
He could burn in hell. Let Satan just go to town on him.
This stuff right here, like my Instagram and stuff, it honestly I don't think does anything for me.
What?
Like, I don't think anyone has ever checked out an Instagram video and been like, I'm going to check out this guy's stream.
Yeah.
I just do it because you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it actually helps.
No, it helps you retain your audience. I don't think it helps you build one.
But he didn't follow me, Menace, so he found me, but he left. Finally watched it on mute.
Yeah. See, it's possible.
If he liked it, he would have followed.
If he liked it, he would have clicked on your profile and seen that you do this all the time.
Right.
And then wouldn't have made a snarky comment about your camera position.
I have so many head pictures. There's just so many pictures of my face. You know, it's just... I'm just going to let it be.
Just let it be.
Ignore it, you know?
Let it be.
But, like, I want you guys to know... Okay, first of all, why does it say three comments when there's only two?
Oh, he came back and left another one, man.
I don't know. But, like, this guy right here, like... D Gaming Production _ backup. Great post. Just followed you. Would like one back. Keep up the great work. Like, that guy did not watch my post. He just, that's a bot.
Yeah.
That's a bot. And I don't mind bots. It's fine. I'll just leave them there. Who cares? But, like, why the man gotta be hateful?
Because that is what the internet is for.
Well, I don't want the internet to be hateful.
Well, go back to 26.
I don't think there's ever a time where the internet wasn't hate-filled, man.
It was before Twitter.
Twitter didn't help. Twitter didn't help. I mean, MySpace was pretty hateful, though. You remember the top eight?
Yeah.
Lives were ruined by the top eight, man.
That's true.
Remember when people would, like... you ever have, like, those friends that, like, were really upset because they weren't in your top eight, but DC Shoes was? And so, like, they were real mad that Shoes beat them?
I mean, yes, but...
I mean...
Fuck that.
I mean, it doesn't matter now. We're 30. We don't care, but, like...
Those people...
When we were 15, that was a big deal. It was like, does Bash really... Like, Dole Bananas better than he likes.
And Dole Bananas.
I know, Austin Solis. You know, that's things that you cared about when you were 15. I don't know what Bash likes.
He likes bananas.
I mean, I bet he does, dude. Bananas are great. I had a banana earlier today.
Bananas used to be code word.
Anyway, Menace, I can't tell if Menace actually... Like, and that's the thing. I talk to you for advice. You are the absolute last person I should ever ask for advice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Menace is like, you know, you're about to crush a future fan who tried to make a joke. He found you today's due. Like, that's probably the rational reaction. Like, I should probably look at him and be like, oh, man, this guy probably meant the best. You know? See, but Colby is like, he's like the devil on my shoulder. He's like, no, he didn't.
That's called a realist.
No, he didn't.
It's a realist.
No, he didn't. He
hates you know what happens when you're positive? Fat. You get burnt.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm trying to be more positive.
Don't.
It's the only thing that's kept me alive after the alcohol years is positivity.
Nah, that's
you're gonna drink too much Evans one night, and then you're gonna be like, I need to be positive. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna come back here 3 years from now. We're both gonna be positive, and it's gonna ruin the show. Because we're gonna turn into those people and be like, how is your home? Do you like your home? My children are doing great. Little Aaron's not so little anymore. He's starting high school. He's got a girlfriend. It's lovely. My life is fantastic. I have no complaints. How's your life treating you? Well, Seth, my life's great, too. Finally met the love of my life. His name is Jake, and I love him. It's just going to be all over the place. And it's just going to be too happy, and no one will watch. Because they're all going to be sitting in their own house with their three cats, drinking their sake or whatever Ren's life is, drawing portraits of fat jowl people. And he's going to be like, this sucks. I can't relate to this at all. And he's going to turn it off, and then I lose one of my favorite people. Taylor will still be here, because that lady, I don't know what's wrong with her. She's stuck. To this show,
I'm
is
stuck.
This show is positive compared to when Taylor found us.
Yeah, it's definitely better. Yeah,
the show's better,
mm-hmm.
but it's less positive.
Wait, so you're saying? Wait, yeah. What? No. Yeah.
Reconcile your thoughts.
I don't know. I can't remember. I feel the same as I did when we did this show the first time. I hated everyone and everything.
You do not used to love Iron Man. You used to love skateboarding. You used to love seeing boobs. Now you don't care about any of those things anymore. Nope. You love Miller Lite.
That's a thing. Interest change, friend. Interest change.
Yeah, and so does the show. Yeah. Yeah. I think well, it's better because you're more yourself because you weren't growing up then. I think that helps.
Well,
Taylor's like, the childhood innocence is gone. Yeah, I ruined that.
What I turned into, is that really better than childhood innocence?
Oh, I can tell you right now that it's absolutely worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could go back in time, don't kill Hitler, don't meet me. That's the way to
do it. Don't meet you?
Yeah.
You just want my fan money, bitch.
You already told me. I think he told me off air something very hurtful, which is that if he had never met me and was just a fan of the show, he would have given up on me.
When did I say that?
You said that, I think, last
It definitely was
Thursday.
Not. Well, that might have been just to get at you. But.
Because I'm working on my intro, all right, for my Twitch stream, and I'm trying to, like, incorporate past clips and stuff of what I've done in the past, mm-hmm. hence the word past being said twice, and I asked Colby what the favorite thing of him, or favorite thing that he's seen me do was.
Yeah, that's right.
And he essentially told me that he wouldn't be a fan of mine if I hadn't actually met him.
All what
you
I
did.
Said.
I was like, I remember I jokingly was like, I wish we'd never been friends because then I would have like a tier 3 sub out of mm-hmm. you. And you're like, no, I would have given up on you
right
afterward.
Yeah, yeah.
You said you would have given up on me.
Mm-hmm.
You would have.
I'm not Taylor.
I know.
I'm not.
You also told me to my face, I think, on this show that you should never meet your heroes because I ruined it for you. Which to me is surreal because I should never be anyone's hero. But he was like when he was 15 and listened to me on the radio, he was like, I thought you were in this great radio studio and the vision of what I heard was so great. And he's just like, you should never meet your heroes.
Hey, man, who the fuck subbed to your channel now?
Yeah,
for 4 months.
I had to bully you for 4 months
for
before you clicked
months.
It. It's not like your mother who supports this show immediately and then donated $50.
I'm not your mother.
Why?
I am your friend who is in equally disparaging money situations.
Not equal.
Not equal.
It might be
but
equal.
But pretty...
It's pretty close.
Pretty low.
If you take Brit out of you, might be close.
It's all pretty low.
It's You know what? What's
we're
worse, what's worse
we're
than
the,
zero? It's still
level.
Zero.
Yeah.
Please sub.
That would help. Tell your friends.
Yeah, actually, that's really what you need to do. Tell your friends. Please.
Tell them I watch this really weird show with two guys who just yell at each other for an hour. It's on Thursday and Sundays. It's really funny.
This show used to be something about something.
Yeah, we used to talk about the news.
That sucked, though.
That was fine.
You liked it.
That was a great show.
The audience hated it.
I doubt it.
I don't.
They hated it when we read random articles about a goddamn yoga goat shop here in Wichita.
Hey, that was one
like,
of our best segments.
That ain't shit.
That was one of our best segments. Also, by the way, Chris still wants to do goat yoga.
God.
Here, look at this, man. Look at this. All right, let's go back. Let's go back a year ago. All right?
Sure.
So let's go to July. Are we doing this on Twitch in July?
I don't think so.
I bet we. I think we were because we did 100
episodes.
Starting
in August.
July 31st. All right, nothing. That's awkward.
And we started in August.
Okay, August.
That's August to August.
There you go. Look at that, man. August of last year, 0.8 average viewers.
Hey, man.
Look at that.
We've gone up a whole 100%.
Look at that, man. 8.
Not even that.
I think 8 average viewers.
10%.
In September?
It went down.
What happened in September?
Well, I don't know, man.
Oh, you know what this is?
What?
This is when I didn't have internet. We didn't have internet, so we couldn't do the show for like a while. So let's go to October here. But I thought that was at the end of October. It was. God, was I down for literally a month?
It was a long time.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay, so let's try November. Now, November, we got our sub button, too, so.
Is that when that happened?
Yeah, so we should start seeing some revenue pop up. Well, we made $23 last November, man.
That's better than this one.
One average view.
It's weird. 4 subs, though, man. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, you know why these numbers are fake. These are all fake news. All of these numbers are fake news.
Why?
Because we ran reruns, and reruns count as your average viewership. So really, we got to look like on Thursday we had 4. So really, we had 4 to 5 average viewers.
Stupid. Twitch is just.
That's a silly way to measure, by the way. December 6. Four. See, we didn't really grow November, December, man. Telling you.
This year we just picked it up, man. We just ramped
it. Well, we added a second show, which helped.
Straight on through the jowls of life.
And see here, we had 6 there. I remember being excited about 6 viewers, man. You remember being excited about 6 viewers?
Dude, yeah, man.
6 viewers, that's great. Big time, dude. All right, see, now we stopped running reruns. So we had 4.3 for that month. 4.3 for that month, man. Then March, you know, 7.7. Whatever we did on Thursday, March 15th, that's the ViewBot date. That's what that is. I'm tired of looking at our stats. It's just depressing. That's the ViewBot. That's when we got ViewBotted for whatever reason. You remember that? Ren was there.
Yeah, no, I recall. That seems like not that long ago, but
it's
also
a long time ago. Time flies, man.
And you do 2 shows a week.
Yeah. We should do 3, but we got to hit 12 average viewers. Let's take a look.
Not there.
Last 30 days, we're at 9.8.
We're not there.
Look, Taylor just donated 100 bits. Yeah, dude. That's good. That's a whole dollar.
I realize.
We need that dollar.
I want that dollar.
Our money is trapped inside Twitch till we get dollars. Oh, Twitch. I love Twitch, though.
That's so dumb.
Hey, can we take our videos off YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so tired of our videos being on YouTube and getting copyright flagged.
Dude, yes.
Like, our last episode, Sunday's episode, which I thought was really good, wasn't. It was terrible because we were both hungover. But
yeah, it was a bad show.
They were.
It was awful.
It's blocked for copyright because we played a trailer,
right?
So and
the
then
whole show's blocked.
Yep. And then I appealed it,
mm-hmm.
and 24 hours later they came back and like, nah, it's still valid, blocked. So that Just Dance. There's several others. Well, Taylor, how about what if we instead of them being on YouTube, you go to Twitch?
Or we can put them in Discord. Just a link to the Twitch.
Well, yeah, I think if you go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and then you click videos.
Yeah, it's the number one.
Yeah, it should be the first video there. You could just watch. I mean, there's literally no difference except Twitch.
Only mute the part.
Yeah, that will mute the part that you can't watch instead of deleting the entire thing.
Implement that.
Agreed. That would solve the problem.
Fucking ridiculous.
There's 2 minutes of content in our 2-hour show and you can't view the entire thing.
That's retarded.
By the way, today I got an email from Vimeo, and they removed one of our videos for copyright, the studio tour that we recorded in January of 2009.
Oh, because of the Beatles?
That would be my guess. And Vimeo, they have a 3 strikes and your channel's deleted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we got a DMCA, so it's gone.
Wow.
So we have a strike on our Southern Colby Vimeo account.
Wow.
I know. It's 9 years old.
Thanks,
like,
Vimeo.
I literally wanted Jay and Silent Bob this so hard. Like, I want to go to whoever hired that lawyer and be like, you know you paid this guy X number of dollars an hour to flag a 9-year-old video of an idiot taking a shower in an office, right? Like, you know you paid him to do that.
Dude, the internet's shit now.
It's like, you gotta fix it. Fix it, government. Who do I even yell at?
Nah, it's fucking Ajit Pai, man. Get at him.
I don't like that man. He sucks.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't know what the internet is. And no. He's richer than me. How can you be stupider than me, but also be richer? That's not fair.
That's not fair. The show... Oh, God.
I mean, I want to put it... I just want to start saying, go to Twitch.
I mean, yeah.
Like, is there a way, so when you go to our YouTube page, I can put some JavaScript on there or something that just immediately takes you away from YouTube.com/SethandColby? Like, can you make a banner that literally just says, YouTube sucks, go here? Yeah. And that can be our cover photo and our profile photo? And we start, let's start a war against Twitch, or against YouTube. Let's start a war, man.
So many people have been doing that.
Well, we're going to do it better.
Except they depend on YouTube for their income.
We don't. We have 22 subs!
Yeah.
22!
And they get at us for our content.
We get 7 views if we're lucky on our episodes. And YouTube's like, oh, we're losing money. Rip it down. Rip it down. Rip it down.
But it's their fucking algorithms. They're trusting way too much on AI that sucks ass.
I honestly want to appeal some of them and just see what happens. Because what happens? They delete our YouTube. What'll happen? People won't be able to watch the videos that they already can't watch.
Well, doesn't Twitch not keep them all the time?
They do if you highlight them. And I highlight every single episode. If I go to our Twitch, like, here, let me go to channel. This is literally what you guys can do. This is twitch.tv/SethandColby. You click videos. This is twitch.tv/shutupme. You go to videos. Here's all the Colby Plays games. Now, I do need to spend some time rearranging these because they do kind of, I think they stack in, like, ascending or whatever.
Yeah.
But every single video you've ever played in here, like, here's Fortnite, here's Call of Duty, because I highlight them to put them onto YouTube.
Right.
The highlight you see on YouTube is literally the video that's on Twitch. It is the exact same because I export them from Twitch. So if you want to watch all of our episodes, so
videos?
See, here's the last video.
We haven't done 4 episodes since our 100th, have we?
Yeah, this is episode 104. This is today's episode. That's how good Twitch is. I can literally click this video and go through a time machine, and we can watch the show we're recording right now.
If for all the rain.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do an Indian circle.
Yeah.
That's
you mean a rain circle or whatever? One. Yeah, that sounds...
Rain dance.
That sounds good. Man. That yeah. sounds very good. Why would you...
Oh, man.
Oh look, that's a good... Well, that's a great
rock.
Time. Fake sub. That's my point. Like, Twitch is so good, you could literally watch the show... As it happens. Like, oh, I missed the first 10 minutes of the Seth and Colby show. Well, at twitch.tv/SethandColby/videos, you can literally go back 10 minutes and then just watch the entire show as it happens. Sure, you'll be 10 minutes delayed, but who gives a flying monkey's rectum? Just watch it on here. I sound like Lewis Black. I'm turning into Lewis Black.
That's Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
Please watch the Seth and Colby show.
So see,
Twitch.tv.
January 22nd, right there. There's the last episode. Okay?
You're telling me we've done
yes.
4 episodes
yes, I have said that.
Since the dancing?
Yes. This is your second Copa Plays games. Remember, you picked one, and now chat's back. Taylor, be honest. Could you watch them on Twitch? Would your life be affected? Because that's what I'm most worried about, is that, like, I can't go and sit on my chair out there, pull up the YouTube app on my TV, and watch... Seth and Colby, because it won't be on there anymore.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, you can...
But I could do it on the Twitch app. It's just a little harder to get to.
Yeah.
But you can do it. Because Twitch prioritizes live videos over... So you'd have to... On the app, like on my PS4 app, I'd have to click... I'd have to go into it, scroll down, go to Seth and Colby in my following, hit it, and then do past broadcasts. So it's a couple more clicks. You have to actually seek it out. It wouldn't, like, present it to you. At least I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want people to miss the show. Like, I know there's people out there that depend on this show.
Right, but they're missing it anyway if it's not getting posted to YouTube. If it's blocked.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Taylor didn't watch the last episode if she didn't watch it live, unless she went to Twitch, where it's totally available, completely uncensored, or if she watched it live. Those are the only 2 options, because it's blocked on YouTube. You can't watch it. If you go there, it'll say, this is pulled because of a copyright claim from me and my members, dear Bert. It just drives me up a wall.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because I just want to fight the man, dude.
Let's rip their balls off.
But the man will always win.
Let's rip them off.
You watched an audio version? There you go. I mean, there's also the iTunes podcast. I just don't get why YouTube is so... friggin'
Nazi-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. They got in the news like twice, and then they're like, oh shit!
Why can't they just mute like Twitch does?
Obviously, well, that is a dumbfounded question.
And they have an option in the YouTube. Like, if I go to our YouTube right now, like, I want people to know that I'm not making this up. All right, that's my whole purpose. Okay, so here's our latest episode. This is the last episode, episode 103. Okay, now I can watch it because
it's our.
I'm me.
Yeah.
So it's me. It doesn't count. If I go to my channel, okay, nope. YouTube Studio Beta, which, by the way, sucks. It's worse than it was before, okay? And then I go to our analytics, and then I sob because, let's see, the last 28 days. Let's see here. 244 minutes of watch time is pretty good. Pretty good. That's 4 hours. That means two people are watching our episodes all the way through. That's what that means, by the way. So I go to our videos. Wait for it to load. Okay, copyright claim. No. That's why it sucks. That's why it sucks. How do I get to it? I don't know how it works anymore. Do you see copyright anywhere on here, man?
No.
Missing features. Copyright. Oh, look, it's going to take me back to the old one! Okay. So here's all the things we got flagged for. So, monetized by copyright owner. That's fine. Enjoy your 0.00000000 of a cent that you're going to get every time someone watches this video. Okay? Because not only are there 18 copyright flags on this video that they got to split, I assume among everyone who claims it, we have 2 views on these videos. Okay? So, audiovisual content, play match. This is the one right here. Universal Pictures, Zerf. Okay, I appealed it already, but it's blocked. So it says monetized by copyright owner, but it's not actually monetized. It's blocked. So, like, you can click this, and and there it is. This video will appeal. The claim is assumed. No, they decided to uphold it. It says your video may get taken down, and you may get a copyright strike. So if I go farther than this and be like, listen, knobheads, this is actually public domain, or it's fair use, which is actually the name. It's fair use. And they're like, no, it's still not, which I have no say over. It's not like there's a judge that I can appeal to. They just get to say, no, I was right, you know. And then I get it. We get a copyright strike, and this video gets completely deleted, which at this point I'm fine with.
Yeah, oh no.
I'm honestly fine with it.
Oh no.
But like, if I go to play match, it'll play the copyrighted content, and then we won't be able to do it on the next one.
It's stupid as all.
Somewhere in here, there's an option. I don't know how to do it. Is it under audio? Somewhere in here, there is an option to.
Well, it's just ridiculous, too, because they're fucking movie trailers, man.
I know.
You're telling me that they make money off of the trailer for a movie.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
That is unbelievably stupid.
And I'm fine with them making their money. That's okay. I don't know where to do
it. No! You know what's going to make them money? The fucking movie!
Oh, yes, but why not make more money?
Because this isn't...
It's America.
No!
It's America, dude.
Fuck that!
Welcome to America.
Let's move to Zimbabwe.
I'm sure there's even more corruption in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, well, we could pay somebody to kill whoever's running this shit.
Do you think Zimbabwe has hitmen that can kill YouTube leaders? I feel like there's too many of them. I don't really want to kill YouTube. I want to kill whoever runs Zerfer. That's what I want to kill. Okay, anyway, here's the point.
I give up.
I don't know how to do it because YouTube's trash, but there used to be an option on here that said remove audio.
Mm-hmm.
And what that would do, like, logically, you'd be like, okay, just get rid of the copyrighted audio. No, it removes the entire audio track from your video.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So if there's 2 minutes...
They're too lazy.
So what is this? It's 1:30. It's an hour 37 to an hour 38. So it's literally an hour... It's a minute and 30 seconds of copyright-claimed audio in our two-hour-long video.
Yeah.
We have to remove all 2 hours of it for that minute and a half.
Yeah, below.
That's what YouTube thinks is a viable option.
Big old suckle of this dick right
now. I mean, they paid a developer to create that worthless feature.
Yeah. When he could have just
done nothing and saved money.
Twitches.
They could, yeah, or they could have done that. Like literally.
Yeah,
see, Taylor's. I was actually 10 minutes into the show when an error message came up saying it had been copyright claimed. Yeah. There you go, man. It's just stupid, dude. It's just stupid. So let's stare at this.
Calm down a little bit.
Breathe, Evie. I don't know if you should calm down because it's our hour's up. And it's now time for Dark Souls.
I know.
So
I'm not ready for it.
It's gonna be great, dude. It's gonna be great.
Is it gonna be, is it gonna be great?
It's gonna be great.
Is it gonna be great,
it's
guys?
It's gonna be great. Guys, thanks so much for watching tonight. If you're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or you're watching on YouTube, this will probably be our last YouTube video to go up. Like, no joke. So if you're watching it there, we're about to do Colby Plays Games, which is a 2-hour long segment after our Thursday episode where Colby plays a game chosen by the chat through a link shared Twitter or a link shared through the Discord. So go to those and vote for next week's, and then watch the VOD on Twitch. That's how you do it. Or even better yet, come to twitch.tv/southerncolby and watch the show live. It's the best way because we talk to you. Except for tonight, where I feel like I ignored chat completely.
Nah.
I think we did okay.
Yeah, I think we did fine.
I think we did okay. Official player, I'm going to deal with you later, all right? Deal with you later. And Ren, thanks for the hawk. Guys, thank you so much for watching.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. People on Twitch, do not leave. We're going to go away for 5 minutes while Colby pees, and I boot up the PS4, and we switch chairs, and we do all the shenanigans that you don't really care about. Everyone else, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/SethandColby. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They're all Seth and Colby. There's a subreddit for Seth and Colby. There's a Discord channel that you should join as well. Do that.
Do it.
Do it. If you're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, leave a 5-star review. We appreciate it. And most importantly, people who are not watching this live, who can't share feedback with us, please share feedback with us. You can message us on Seth and Colby. You can DM me. My DMs are open. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can... all of the paths lead
to
me.
There's a lot of places.
And as long as you're not a turd blossom, I would love to talk with you. So, there you go. So do that. Guys, thank you so much for watching tonight. Twitch people, do not leave. Everyone else, we'll be back shortly.
Adios, muchachos.
Adios, everybody. We'll BRB, guys.
Bye-bye.